गौरांग महाप्रभु व्हेन आफ्टर टेकिंग संन्यास फर्स्ट विजिटेड पुरुषोत्तम धाम अलोंग विथ नित्यानंद प्रभु वॉज देयर जगदानंद पंडित दामोदर पंडित मुकुंद दत्त नित्यानंद प्रभु कुड नॉट टॉलरेट व्हाई सुप्रीम लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु विल होल्ड दंड दैट ऑल्सो गिवन बाय केशव भारती वन दंड ही कुड नॉट टॉलरेट why supreme lord will take danda danda means one sense is punishment an aspirant a votary a sadhak can take danda to engage his mind words and sense organs for the service of Supreme Lord. But Supreme Lord, why he will take? He is not a conditioned source of this world. So he could not tolerate. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was engrossed in Krishna prema and his ecstatic feeling, he broke the danda in three pieces. And threw it in the Bhargi river. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't understand. At least played the pastimes of not being understanding. Then he searched for his danda. Where is danda? He was very much perturbed. That danda is my only shelter. Where is that danda? Nityananda said, you are in trance, engrossed in Krishna prema. You become unconscious. By your pressure, the danda was broken. We threw it, the Bhargi river. Oh, you have deprived me from danda. I shall not go with you. It is not beneficial for me. And you have deprived me from danda. Nityananda Prabhu broke danda in three pieces. Why? A Vaishnava should take tridanda, not one danda. Soham aham brahmasmi. I am Bhagavan. I am Supreme Lord. No, you will go, if you go to North India, those who are Mayabadins, those who think, danda gahana matra nor narayana bhavet. By accepting danda, nor can become narayan. Whenever they see us, they also dandagun maru nara namo narayana. This is like this. We reply dashasmi. We are not narayana. We are naran dash. Tridanda. We have to engage the mind, words and sense organs for the service of Sri Krishna. One who has taken this vow, he is called Tridandi. Tridandi Bhikkhu Giti you will find in Srimad Bhagavata. Our Param Gurudev, founder of Sri Chaitanya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worldwide Gaudiya Math organization, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he introduced Tridanda in Gaudiya Math. Vaishnavas will take tridanda, not ekdanda. For that reason, to teach us, Nityanandapu is one with Baladev. Baladev and Krishna are non-different. Baladev also is Supreme Lord. Krishna also is Supreme Lord. But Baladev, now in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, has taken the form of a devotee, his absolute counterpart, Shakti, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken Nandanandan Krishna, accepting Radharani as his absolute counterpart, potency, Radharani, in the form of Radharani and in the mode of worship Radharani. Nandanandan Krishna has appeared as combined Radha Krishna Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Like that, Baladev and his potency combined appeared. Actually, he is Bhagavan. Supreme Lord has taken this form to teach others how to serve him. He himself. Without the grace of Baladev, he cannot get the service of Krishna. For that reason, Baladev is acting as a guru, although he is Bhagavan. Here also, he is acting as a guru. For the eternal benefit of the conditions of the souls of the world, he did this. No other person can do this. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I shall not go with you. If I go with you, there will be more difficulty. Either you go ahead, I shall go behind, or I shall go ahead, you go behind. Then Nityanandapu and other devotees, they thought, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if he goes behind, then we will not be able to know when he has, soon he has fainted on the way, and nobody will be there to look after him. It is better, now you go earlier, you go ahead. We shall go later on. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to Jagannath Dham approaching, that is called Atharanala. 18 culverts are there. Had you ever been to Puri? Atharanala, you have seen? There is one temple. Temple to commemorate the holy footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every year he used to go and worship the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is now, one devotee has beautified it. All the space is less and it is now beautiful. We worship there and we offer Pushpanjali. Floral tributes, devotional floral tributes to the lotus feet. When he was there, he saw the Jagannath temple doom and the chakra. Chakra is there. You understand chakra? Sudarshan chakra, chakra, there. By seeing that what he saw there? One small boy is playing on the flute, Krishna. is a Krishna is playing on the flute in the chakra. And also there is one dhaja, dhaja means flag. Originally, dhaja was given by Brahma. And Nrisimha Bhagavan was there, present, when temple was installed, originally. By seeing that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran towards Jagannath temple. And running, when he entered into Jagannath temple, by seeing Jagannath, he tried to embrace. Before that, he fell unconscious on the Jagannath temple. And all the servitors of Jagannath Dev, they are called Paricha, with some cane-like thing. It sounds much, but it does not strike. By striking, they also soft. It does not get pain, but it sounds much like this. They do. If you get the touch, you will find there. Actually, it is now with that they went there, and who has fallen? Vasudeva Sarvam was there. He was the Sabha Pandit of King Pratap Rudra. By seeing the beautiful figure, charming, beautiful figure, long, charming, and his ecstatic feeling, he was astonished. This is not an ordinary human being. He stopped them. Hey, don't do this. He took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his own place. Now it is known as Ganga Mata Mat, Vasudeva Sarvam's place. And others are coming behind. They came to Jagannath temple, did not see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Any person, any sannyasi has come to this place? They ask. Yes, yes. Where is he? He has been taken to Vasudeva Sarvam's place. He fainted. Immediately, without entering into Jagannath, they went there. And they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unconscious. Their life gone. They are crying. And they are uttering the name of Hari loudly. We have lost everything now. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up by hearing their Harinam. And they got life back. Now you see there, Vasudeva Sarvam had got affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he learned, what is your name? Krishna Chaitanya. Good. Where from you have taken sannyas? Keshav Bharati. Oh, Madhyam, middle. I shall take you to greater, higher status. Higher status, sannyas I shall give you. Then others, this is, other devotees, also he is, what you say, his brother-in-law is also there. Bhaginipati, sister's husband, Gopinath, was there. Gopinath objected, why are you thinking? He has got no such obligation of taking sannyas to a higher status. He is Supreme Lord. How we call him Supreme Lord? And they started debating, altercation. Now, you should also know, everywhere, I speak this when our Guru Varga is here, deities are here, then we should not sit like this by surrounding the knees. This is called Parjanka Bandhan, a kind of offense. You will find in Varaha Puran and Vamana Puran. If you have something difficulty, you like this. You can sit like this or like that. Not by raising the two knees and surrounding it by two hands. No. This is called Parjanka Bandhan. It's prohibited. As long as you are before Bhagavat, before Guru Varga, before the object of worship, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only I am speaking this because of this Jagannath Baladev Subhadra is at the back for that reason. Now, Vasudev Sarvam wanted to teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he learned Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the son of Nilambar Chakravarti. And his father also was acquainted with Maheshwar Visharad, his father, of Navadvip Dham. So, when he came to learn of the relation, then he has got affection. By affection, he expressed his heart. You see, you are very beautiful. You are young. Now you have taken sannyas. Only 24 years age. How you will keep your sannyas? It's very difficult. You should hear Vedanta from me. Prabhu said for 7 days. Vasudev Sarvam was one with Brihaspati of the heaven. He appeared as Vasudev Sarvam to fulfill the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he played the pastimes of being Mayavadi Sannyasi. And he was the guru, not he was not Sannyasi, he was Grihastha. But he had many Sannyasi disciples. Be a Grihastha, so much powerful. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped other devotees, don't disturb. He wanted my eternal welfare. Whatever you will ask me to do, I shall do. All right, I shall hear. I shall hear. Vedanta. Then 7 days he heard Vedanta. After that, Vasudev Sarvam said, this Vedanta is not so easy. It's very difficult to understand the significance. What I have explained, have you understood it? You should have put question to me. Now you have asked me to hear. You have not ordered me to put question. So I have not put question. Have you understood my explanation? I have understood clearly all the Vedanta Sutra. Brahma Sutra. Very clearly. But I could not understand your explanation. When you explain, it seemed to me the clouds have enveloped the sun. All the Brahma Sutra is self-effulgent, self-luminous. And there is enveloped by the clouds. He has got the vanity, Jayam, being a household person, Brahmin, I am the sannyasi, I am the guru of all the sannyasis. And he could not understand my explanation. And he could understand Brahma Sutra. Then started debating, what is the meaning of Brahma? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refuted all his contention. The Brahma is formless and impersonal, contained by scriptural evidence. Vihatvat Brihatvat is the Brahma. When there is this qualification is there, he is the greatest of the greatest. And he can sustain, maintain all. How he can be he has got no form, he has got no potency. It is not written in the evidence. In the evidence he has got potency. He can enhance all. He is the greatest of the greatest. And another slok, Atmanasamunani Gantavi Rukura Kurbantya Hitik Bhakti Vittham Bhutta Gunavan. Our Vasudev Sarvam, being Brihaspati, he nine explanations of the nine meanings of this sloka is narrated. Is not possible for ordinary pandit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without touching that, he explained 18 meanings. On hearing that, then he was astonished and was puzzled. He is not an ordinary person. He cannot be. And he took absolute shelter to his lotus feet and prayed to him to excuse him. Then he showed Sarvuj Gauranga. You will find there. Sarvuj Gauranga. Two hands, Bhagshi fleet is there. And two hands, Ramchandra, arrow and then also bow and arrow. Another with danda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarvuj Gauranga, you will still find there in the Jagannath temple inside. Daily they are worshipping. They are very strict. They do not allow anything. But still now they are worshipping. And Chaitanya used to see Jagannath Baladeva Sudra, Jagannath as Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, one. By remaining after Guru. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if he comes, why Jagannath is behind me? He will think like that. So much words I am to speak. For this, on the same status you have to do this. Not behind. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if he comes here, what you have done? For that reason, I am to speak so much things. It is not by subject, by seeing this. You should be very careful. Take advice from a Shuddha Bhakta and they will allow you. But if there is no space, you have to make it. If there is space in the middle, you can do it. There will be no difficulty. It is not correct to say that it is difficult to worship Supreme Lord. It is not difficult. Supreme Lord is the master of the infinite Brahmandas, infinite Vaikunthas. So we are small conditioned soul. How we can worship? We may say like this. But it is not difficult. Who has said this? Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was speaking to the demon boys, small demon boys, 5 or 4 years age. He worshipped Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. They said, we are small boys. How we can comprehend the Supreme Lord, How we can worship? It is impossible for us. No, it is not impossible. It is very easy. Na jachyuta pranayata bhava shoshura atmaja atmatta sarvudaran siddhatam ye sarvata ha. But Lord Maharaj is speaking to demon boys. It is not difficult to satiate Supreme Lord, to satisfy Supreme Lord. It is not difficult. Who says difficult? No. We have to perform great penance. Rishi Munis, they are performing thousands and thousands of penance. Without penance, they cannot get Supreme Lord. How we small boys can work? The judge of the Bhava Shoshutatmata. Oh, demon boys, it does not require much austerity and penance. Why? Atma Tat Sarvutaram Siddhatam Sarvutaram. He is the dearest of all living beings in this world. He is the dearest. Atmatvat, dear. Paramatma. Atma is one sense dear, Paramatma is dearest. And it is true under all circumstances. Axiomatic truth. There is no difficulty. It is difficult for wife to please husband. By doing enormous work, even she cannot get the mind of the husband. Husband by doing enormous, taking enormous trouble, husband cannot satisfy wife. Parents cannot satisfy children. Younger brothers cannot satisfy the elder brother. Here it is difficult, but it is not difficult to satiate Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Very easy. Because he is dearest. There is no comparison here. Because actual, real, pure love you will not find in this world. With some interest there. They have got love with some material, worldly interest. It's very difficult to give you an example. We can give you an example of mother to child. Mother has got affection for the child. You will find in this world, even when mother has got affection for the child, and a biscuit has been given to the child. Child has taken the biscuit and a part of it has dropped into the earth and besmeared with all the dirty things. And child has taken it and tries to give it to the mother, to his mouth. Mother thinks, if I do not take, then child will be disheartened. It is not fit thing to be taken. It is bad. Yet, mother takes. Why? Due to affection. Here also there is some sort of material interest. But there, Supreme Lord has got love without any interest. Actual love is there. So what difficulty is there? Only it requires firm faith in Supreme Lord and simple heartedness, frankness of heart, and firm faith on the existence of Supreme Lord. With that, if you utter the name, He doesn't want anything from you. Ha Jagannath, Ha Narayan, Ha Krishna, Ha Govinda. There is no difficulty. But condition is, we should have firm faith. Supreme Lord is the only owner of the infinite planets in this world, universe, all the universes, all infinite Vaikunthas. He is the only master, and he is the only enjoyer, and he is the best friend of living beings. If you have this belief, this is the simple formula you will find, or Param Pujya Goswami Maharaj, simple formula of getting peace. If you think, I am the proprietor of this building, Mangala Devi Dasi. Mangala Devi Dasi's house we have come. I am the proprietor of this. I have got all these sons and daughters. It's mine. My property, my money. Then there will be no peace. It is wrong. If I have the belief, he is the only master of the whole universe, all the Vaikunthas and Vrindavan, everything. He is the only master. And all the living beings of this world are the parts of his potency, are to be dominated and enjoyed by him. They are their eternal servants, his body, mind, subtle body, gross body, and the real self, all belong to him. The subtle body, gross body, outcome of, according to Gita, apara prakriti, material energy. And according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, material energy. And atma is the outcome of tatastha shakti, marginal potency. There it is written, para prakriti. You have to explain that, para prakriti. Outcome of the potency. Potency should remain for the possessor of the potency. My potency works for me. As we see in this world. The God's potency will work for God, will remain for him. This body is the outcome of God's external potency, material potency, material energy. The energy belongs to Supreme Lord. The product of the energy, someone else will be the proprietor. No. The products which are produced by the, or emanating from the material energy, coming out of the material energy, he is also the proprietor. He is the proprietor of the parapotency, spiritual energy, and all the spiritual souls who have come from that, he is the only master. My body belongs to him. My subtle body belongs to him. My real self belongs to him. I am of him. Believe it. Without any deceitfulness, with simple heart. Belief. And only utter. Oh Supreme Lord. Oh Supreme Lord. Oh Supreme Lord. Cry. Only weep. Where are you? Oh Supreme Lord. Where are you? Like Dhruva. You utter. You will be satisfied. Immediately. He does not require money or anything. He is Supreme Lord, he possesses infinite opulences, not six bodies, emptied opulences. He does not require all this. Only sincere desire, sincere, with sincere heart, if you utter his name, with separation, grief, at least with the relation, oh Supreme Lord, you are the Supreme Lord, we are nothing in this world. Please rescue us with this. Then he will immediately come. There is no difficulty. Actually, then when difficulty, when you do not believe, and when you don't think there is no personality of Godhead, then when you become God, I am God, then it is very difficult. And you have got deceitfulness. Greatest deceitfulness is mukti vancha. One wants to merge himself, the formless impersonal. Is the greatest deceitfulness. Agyanatamena namko hiye koi tab dharmartha kamavanchadi eishab. তার মধ্যে মক্ষবঞ্চ কৈতব প্রধান, যা হইতে কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি হয় অন্তর। উইথ আদার আল্টার মোটিভ হোয়েন ইউ সার, ইউ আর নট সার্ভিং কৃষ্ণ, ইউ ওয়ান্ট সামথিং, দ্যাট ইজ অলসো ডিসিপ্লিনেস। বাট হোয়েন ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু ডিপ্রাইভ কৃষ্ণ, ডিপ্রাইভ ইউর সেলফ, ডিপ্রাইভ কৃষ্ণ, দেন ইউ আর ডিপ্রাইভিং ইউর সেলফ, ডিপ্রাইভিং কৃষ্ণ, ডিপ্রাইভিং অল। You have come from him, you are in him, you are by him, and you have got this human birth. After 80 lakhs of births, you have got the human birth. This human birth, God has given you to worship him. By creating human birth, he is satisfied, you will find in Srimad Bhagavatam. Abhudhut, the sayings of the Abhudhut, to Uddhav. শিষ্কা পুরাণী বিধান বিবিধানী অজয় আত্মসক্ষা বৃক্ষান সরিষ্ঠ খগদন্দ শুকান তৈশ্র অতুষ্ট পুরুষং বিধায় ব্রহ্মদিন মহাপদেব 24 গুরুজ অবধূত বর্ন ন্যারেটেড দ্যাট ওয়ান গুরু ইজ দিস হিউম্যান বডি. Supreme Lord has created all the living beings of this world, created. But he is not satisfied. All these trees, they have got, these trees have got life. They can feel happiness and also suffering. Previously, we did not believe this, but it is written in the scriptures. When Jagadish Bose, scientist, proved it, oh, it is there in our scripture. Then we accept it. These trees, mountains, they grow. There is life in it. Enveloped consciousness, life in it. We pass through this, and through the life of the aquatic animals, there are so many fishes and crocodiles in the water. So many kinds of aquatic animals in the water. We pass through that. After that, we pass through 20 lakhs of births as trees and mountains. Then as worms of the stools for 11 lakhs and also as birds for 10 lakhs and all other dividend, cats, dogs and cows, buffaloes, etc. We pass 30 lakhs. After that we have got 4 lakhs human birth. By creating human birth, Supreme Lord is satisfied. This human birth has got the discriminating power. He has given this discriminating power to human birth. Now we think, you whether you worship me or if you want to enjoy this world, then you have to pass through again. At the time of birth, extreme suffering. At the time of death, extreme suffering. As long as you live, not always you will get happiness. There are threefold afflictions. Afflictions of the diseases of the body. Affliction caused by the separation grief of near and dear ones. Affliction caused by other living beings of this world. They are giving us trouble. But the greatest enemy of the human species now, human species themselves have become the greatest enemy of the human species. We can save yourself from other living beings, but you cannot save you from your own species. You are seeing in this world what is happening daily. After we have got this human birth, we have the discriminating power. We can give up non-eternal things and we can accept eternal truth. We can give up evil things. We can take good qualities, virtuous qualities. We can give it and accept virtues. We can give up sins. We have got this human birth. Now you see, when Prahlad Maharaj, I have the remembrance of Prahlad Maharaj, then hear about Prahlad Maharaj. Our Guru Maharaj used to say, you should go through the biographies of pure devotees, then you will have inspiration how to worship Krishna. For conditioned souls of this world, always it is not good. If you go on speaking about Krishna who has played the best times of an enjoyer and master, then you may commit wrong, you may commit a mistake. Oh, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna has got 16,108 wives, then we can also take 2-3. What is this? When he can take, he is supreme, so he takes 60,000 and we can take 2-3. If I take that, what harm? Like that. He is the only enjoyer, only Purush, and all others are not Purush. We are all Prakriti. We have to be enjoyed and dominated by that. When we take the ego of Purush, then everything will be lost. We are not Purush. Here, the male members are not Purush, female members are not Purush. Those who have got the enjoying spirit, they are acting like a Purush, being averse to Sri Krishna, has forgotten the relation of Sri Krishna, being blocked by the useful energy. They are thinking, we are the enjoyers. Now we may be in female form, in male form, but when the enjoying spirit is that is called Purush. We are not Purush, Purush is he. He is the only enjoyer and master. In Vrindavan Dham, he is the only enjoyer and master. All are serving him. There are no other devotees there. They are all have with different love relation, they are loving Krishna. Shanta, Dasya, Shakya, Vatsala, Madhur, whatever you see in this world, actually it exists in the transcendental realm, Vrindavan. This is the perverted reflection. When he would not want to serve Krishna as master, eternal master, then we shall get non-eternal master here. We will have separation grief and we shall be punished. When you don't want to serve Krishna as friend, then we shall get non-eternal friend here. That is the punishment. As much attachment we shall have, as in separation so much grief you will have to suffer. Separation grief. When you want to serve Krishna as son, then you will get non-eternal son here. You don't want to serve Krishna as husband, non-eternal husband. Perverted reflection of this transcendental realm. Every relation with Krishna. You see, let us speak, and tomorrow we'll be here. There will be a function in the evening. Tomorrow there will be another Ratha Yatra in the morning. You see, then I can start this topic. If I cannot finish it, How long actually will you be able to speak? Tell me. Now, what is the time?
Just 8:05.
Up to 9? Mm-hmm. Oh. What is your idea?
9 or 10. 9 or 10.
All the listeners, devotees, your permission, whether you understand me or not, my language, Bengali intonation is different. I know when I was young boy, my younger brother was there. At that time, Japanese army was coming to India, British government was there, and with that, Netaji Subhash Bose was also coming. At that time, our place is at Gwalpara, one town, small town. And all the military vehicles are going. During the time of British government. And there is something has happened, some accident or something has happened. All the vehicles jumped before our house is at, by the side of the road. And some officers, military officers, they were Englishmen. They alighted from their house, from their cars, and they were standing. My younger brother, he is very inquisitive. He said, "Let us go and speak with them in English," like that. "Let us go." Then it is not good. They will be annoyed. No. Then we went there. We were speaking in English. Then he asked, "But what do you mean?" We could not understand. What you say? "But what do you mean?" Now we are Indians. You speak slowly, slowly. Word by word, if you speak, if you quickly speak, you will not be able to. What do you want to say? "What class do you read in?" Oh, like that. Like that, we cannot understand you. When you speak quickly, it's very difficult for us. And also, you cannot understand me, because our intonation is different. We have experience there. Before coming to foreign countries, there. When we are young, only school boys at that time, not college. At that time, our younger brother, he came to London and also in different places in England for higher education. I did not come, he came. He has got that inclusiveness to go outside like that. For that reason, you have to hear very carefully. Then you will be able to understand me. Prahlad Maharaj, you have heard, was the eldest son of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu had 4 children. Prahlad, Unvallad, Sanglad, Allad. Prahlad was the eldest and best. Before that, I want to say another thing, which were also very important. If you get the grace of Nrisimha Bhagavan, then by his grace all ulterior material motives will be removed. Then you can easily worship Krishna. How Prahlad Maharaj, being born in a demon family, became Shuddha Bhakta, pure devotee? He was born in a demon family. Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad himself, you will find evidence in Brihadnaradiya Puran. Brihadnarasimha Puran, not Naradiya. Brihadnarasimha Puran, you will find. There, Prahlad Maharaj asked Nrisimhadev, "I have got one question." What is the question? "I am born in a demon family. They are hostile to Vishnu. The demons are hostile to Vishnu. And I was born in the demon family. How I have got devotion to you? This is very astounding, surprising to me. How I have become a devotee to you?" Then Nrisimhadev, he is omniscient, he said, "You see, previous to this birth, your father was Bhoshu Sharma, well versed in the Vedas, and he was residing in Avanti Nagar, a very holy place in India. He had 5 sons. Of the 4 sons are well versed in Vedas, and they have got all kinds of qualities, virtues. You are the youngest. Being youngest, you came in contact with one prostitute harlot, and that harlot attracted you, and you are attracted by him. And your character, you have lost your character. Amongst the 5 children, you lost the character. You are too much attached with that prostitute, harlot. And whatever she said, you are doing. And at the, what happened? On the Nisinga Chaturdashi day, my advent day, there is a big quarrel with you and with your harlot, amongst you and the harlot, and that prostitute. So much so that you did not take anything on that. I should not take anything. Whole day and night you did not take food. And that harlot also did not take food. And whole day and night you remained awake. You did not sleep. But you did not know, unknowingly, you observed the Nisinga Chaturdashi. It is my promise, whoever will observe the Nisinga Chaturdashi, I shall be satisfied with him, he will become my devotee. This is my promise. Without knowing, unknowingly, you perform that, observe that. Nisinga Chaturdashi. So now, you are born as son of Hiranyakashipu, but he became a devotee. When he was in mother's womb, I came before you as Narada and gave you teachings, everything, when he was in the mother's womb. You got the grace of a pure devotee. That pure devotee is one with me. I came to you. And that harlot also, after that, she went to heaven, and as a paradise nymph, she got many enjoyments there. After that, she also became a devotee of me. This is the benefit of observing Nisinga Chaturdashi. Do you observe Nisinga Chaturdashi?
Sometimes.
You should do it, Nisinga Chaturdashi. Without knowing if it is done, then Nisinga Deva was satisfied. So here, Prahlad Maharaj was born Vaishnava when he was in the mother's womb at that time. He got all these teachings, instructions from Narada Goswami. Narada Goswami actually was giving to her mother, and Prahlad Maharaj was in the mother's womb. But mother requested Narada Goswami, I am a woman, I have got no power to understand your teachings, your instruction is very difficult. Kindly please grace my child within my womb so that all your knowledge is revealed in his heart. Yes. So be it. You will get it. So, Prahlad Maharaj is born Vaishnava. When he was born, always he was in ecstatic feeling. Always ecstatic feeling. Sometimes he is smiling, sometimes he is crying, sometimes he is dancing like that. And he did not know that this world has got any existence without Krishna. He is always surcharged with Krishna. Krishna Prema. Everything is with Sri Krishna. He is saying like that. From the boyhood, nothing is separate, can be separated from Krishna. So always he is in most ecstatic feeling, Vaishnava. And all are giving respect to him. That he is a great soul. Nobody can see it. There. Now, at that time, social custom was that the children were to be sent to the abode of Guru, to the abode of Guru for getting instruction, teachings, etc. That was the Sanskrit custom. So, Hiranyakashipu thought, their guru is Shukracharya. Shukracharya was the guru of the demons. Shukracharya was in the forest, in a distant place. It is not good to send small boy there. Shukracharya's two sons are there, near the palace. Now for primary education, it is better to send to the sons of Shukracharya, Sandavarkam. Hiranyakashipu sent his child, Prahlad, to Sandavarkam's abode, the two sons of Shukracharya, to get teachings. And when Prahlad Maharaj went there, Shukadev Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. What sort of Prahlad? What is the qualification of Prahlad? Tau ragga prapitang balam, Prahladang nayakovidam, patamatvattam sa annascho shura balakan. Shukadev Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. Tau ragga prapitang balam. Prapitang means preritam. Tau ragga prapitang balam, Prahladang nayakovidam, patamatvattam sa annascho shura balakan. Being sent by Emperor Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad Maharaj went to the abode of his gurus, Sandavarka. And Shukadev Goswami has said that what sort of Prahlad? Prahladam Nayakovidam. Well versed in ethical science, moral science. Prahlad's life is ideal life. If anybody, all the children, if they follow Prahlad's life, then they will be benefited spiritually. Ideal life. How to behave with the elders, how to behave with the same age persons, co-equal, and how to behave with the youngers. You get all sorts of teaching from Prahlad. And Prahlad was hearing from Sandavarka. But Sandavarka, their family guru, yet Prahlad Maharaj giving respect. Prahlad Maharaj had got knowledge already. He knowledge everything he came to learn from Narada Goswami. But he did not express his vanity any time. Prahladam nayakovidam nitigya Prahlad. How to make obeisances? He used to make obeisance to his mother, father, like prostrated obeisance. Previously, in our Sanatana Dharma it was there. But after Muslim rule and other rules, practice is lost. That some persons are doing, but not all. That they are doing salute like this. They are doing, but that is not our culture. Our culture, panchanga shastanga, by touching the five limbs on the ground or by touching the eight limbs on the ground. Prahlad Maharaj doing like this. If you have to make obeisance to Vishnu, then keeping at the left, you have to do. If Shakti is separate, then you have to bow down to Shakti by keeping right. If you want to make obeisance to Vaishnava Guru, in the front. Everything was known to Prahlad Maharaj. Or Prahlad was doing like this. Now I do not want to say about this, but this should be when children, we used to say about Prahlad Charitra in the schools, where their children are, in the schools and colleges, then they will have some inspiration of how to behave with the parents of the by the elders and all these things. They will get training. But here I do not want to say anything. Now, Pallhadam Nayakovidam, Paramaspasha Annasho Shubhavaluka. Sannavarka was instructing Prahlad Maharaj along with other demon boys, was teaching. Now, Prahlad Maharaj was hearing whatever his gurus, masters are speaking, he was hearing attentively. And whatever question Sannavarka asked, whatever question, he used to give proper answer. A true people, true student, who is true student, who hears the teacher's sayings very attentively. And whatever teacher will ask question, he can give proper answer. Jattatra guruna praktam susrube onupapatacha. Na sadhu manasameni sa parasad grasra. Jattatra guruna praktam susrube onupapatacha. Whatever Gurudev, Sannavarka, were giving instructions to him, teachings to him, Prahlad Maharaj was hearing very attentively. And whatever questions Gurudev asked, Prahlad giving proper answers. Then they were very much satisfied. But here it is written, Jattatra Guruna Pratam Shusrube Onupapatacha. Whatever questions they are putting, Prahlad Maharaj was answering. Na sadhu manasa mene sa parasad grasra. But inside, internally, he did not accept their teachings. Because it is not saintly. It is not good. Why? They are teaching politics. Because he is the son of a king, he will be next emperor. How to govern, he should learn. So they are teaching him politics, how to govern. For there is, in politics, there is discrimination, there is dissension, there is, this is mine, this is thine, miam tuam, this sort of dissension is there. You will find, even in one country, we have got the country there now, and there is no king now, there is democracy. So many parties are there, the government. Not to speak of the world of India. They are fighting each other. Who will take the power of the government? But they are fighting, the parties are fighting. In one government, different. So politics is there. This is one party, this is another party. This is one country, another country. This sort of discrimination, sadhus do not like. They see Bhagavan, Supreme Lord, and all are interrelated. So all are coming from Supreme Lord. They are in Supreme, they are by Supreme Lord. This Russia is different from India. India is different from China. This geographical barrier, false ego, false interest, and all these, and they are fighting each other, and the whole world has become a forest fire. Because of this, actually we are coming from the same source. The sons and daughters of the same Supreme Lord. Out of ignorance we are thinking this. But that is, he did not like this politics, all this Rajniti, all this, their teaching, Prahlad. Prahlad inside, in the heart. Ah, only our country, we should see our country's interest and other interests. How to do it like this? He wants to fight others to be like this. All these things. For the country's interest, how to Rajniti, how to govern. Sham, Dan, Bhed, Dando, all this Niti, they are in Rajniti. This Bhed Niti, these sadhus do not like this. We are of Supreme Lord, or wherever they are born in this universe, they are all interconnected like that. But he did not say anything against, because he is elder than him. He is acting as a guru. Acting as a guru, although he is not actual guru, he is acting as a guru. In age he is superior to me. He is giving respect. And whatever their putting question, according to them, he is giving answer. They are satisfied. Inside, internally, he has not accepted. And also they are giving training of the dharmarthakam, the household. A householder, they want money. How to earn money, they have taught. And how to fulfill their desires, kama shastra. And how after death we can get a good birth, next birth here or here after, in some superior, higher world. All these are non-eternal. Real self is Atma. Atma requires Atma. Atma is Nitya. Atma is eternal. So he requires a Nitya. Atma requires Nitya, eternal thing. These non-eternal things are not requirement of Atma. The actual self is Atma. So they are giving me training, giving me all these non-eternal things. You try to earn money, you try to buy earning money, you want to enjoy this world, all this fulfillment of this physical body, physical sense organs, and how to enjoy all this. This is all non-eternal. This is not good. He has not accepted eternity, because he already has become realized soul by the grace of Supreme Lord's grace incarnate form, Narada Goswami. But he did not debate with them. No, you are not saying correct. You hear me. He did not express his arrogance, vanity. How his behavior is. What is all that? But inside, in the internally, he has not accepted. And when Samarka saw, this boy, in this very short time, whatever you have taught, God has given to my heart, everything, very good. If emperor could know within a short time his son has got so much knowledge, then emperor would be satisfied. Then we can move our household life, we can get something more from the emperor for teaching them, and we shall have some benefit. For that reason, they said, Prahlad, you go to your parents. It's not far off, near the palace. So Prahlad was sent to his parents, you go there. Prahlad first went to his mother, made prostrate obeisance. And mother has got affection for the child, and if child made a prostrate obeisance, what he loses? Then more affection will come. Mother, so small child. And immediately she lifted the child at the flank and kissed the child. That child will get the grace, the blessing of the mother and father. If the child made prostrate obeisance, what he lose? He does not lose anything. A superior person, if you give respect to him, you will be benefited. Who is that? I am more than that. That sort of vanity, you will be a loser. You should give respect to the elders, to your respected persons, you should give respect. You should give respect to mother, like that. When he made personal reverence, mother was very much satisfied. And gave the child on the lap, adored the child, and after that, bathed the child, and after that decorated the child with good garments, and decorated, Prahlad Maharaj was beautiful, and he was decorated with other sandal paste, etc. And Prahlad became more beautiful. Then mother said, you go, make your obeisance to your father. He is in the court now. You go there. Then Prahlad Maharaj went there, and his father was there on the throne, and he was dictating everything to the court members. At that time Prahlad went there, small, made prostrate obeisance. Krishna was astonished, what is this small boy? By seeing that, he could not remain on the throne. He alighted from the throne, descended, and went there and embraced the child. And so much happiness was there. Out of happiness, tears rolled down. By the tears, he drenched the whole body of Prahlad. What he loses by doing pranam, by doing sastranga pranam, does not lose anything. We shall not lose anything. Then he also ascended and on the throne sat and he took the scent of the boy's head out of affection, adored him. Now Hiranyakashipu was thinking, if I put any special question and the son will not be able to answer, the son will be very much disheartened. I shall not put any question. Let him say something. For that, Ekada surarat putra vanka arappa pandava papraccha katta damgashra mannate sadhada. One day, Hiranyakashipu took the child, Prahlad, in his flank, and with adoration, great adoration, took on Arava Pandava, Pandava the Yudhishthir Maharaj, Nara Yudhishthir Sangbad, was speaking this to Yudhishthir Maharaj, Pandava, for that reason, about Prahlad Charitra. Ekada surarat putra vanka arappa pandava papraccha katta damgashra mannate sadhada bhavan. You see, you speak something good, something sadhu. Sadhu means his intention is something good, whatever you have learned so far, anything, whatever you have remembered, anything good. Everything gives in his responsibility, whatever he wants to say. He did not put any question, special question. Whatever you have learned so long that you say something good. But use the word sadhu. Whatever you think sadhu, you speak something. Now all the court members, they have got great respect for Prahlad. The Prahlad is a great saint, although he is a small boy. Whatever Prahlad will say, then that is axiomatic truth, there is scriptural injunction. They are very attentively wondering. Prahlad thought, father's intention is that whatever I have learned in the abode of Guru, from there something good he wants to hear. But if I speak about the teachings of Sannavarko, that is not sadhu. Actually, that is not sadhu. He has used the word sadhu. Now, if I say that, they will misunderstand. If court members will misunderstand, they will think this politics and all these things, these are the sadhu, teachings of the sadhu. They will think like this. They will misunderstand. For that reason, I shall be actual sadhu. I shall not speak according to the desire of my father. Tat sadhu manne suravajya dehinam sada samudvigna dhyam asad gurhat hitva atmatam griha mandakubam vanangata sohanima asret. Tat sadhu manne suravajya dehinam. He addressed his father. O chief of the demons, O foremost of the demons, Why? A child should address his father as, "Oh father, oh papa, oh daddy." What do you say?
Dad.
Dad? Dad?
Yes, Dad.
Oh, Dad. But without addressing Dad or Papa, he addressed, "Oh, chief of the demons." Why? Because demons, they do not like sadhu. Being the chief of the demons, he has expressed his desire to know sadhu. It is very astounding to expect the thought. It is very astounding. For that reason, without addressing father as father, he addressing chief of the demons, best of the demons. Asura Bhajya, Bhajya means best, foremost among all demons. The sadhuman yasura vajja dehina. Sada samuddhigna dhyam asad grahat. You see, this, we are bodied soul, corporeal soul. Soul is inside, atma is different. But we have to accept this body. For a bodied soul, as for example, we say the person who is residing in the house, proprietor of the grihi, in Sanskrit grihi. Grihi means the owner of the house. Is remaining in the within the house, griha. Griha means house, grihi. Dehi, dehi means the proprietor of the body is residing in the house, corporeal body, but enveloped by subtle body and gross body. This gross body is composed of earth, water, fire, air, sky, and subtle body, mind, intelligence, perverted ego. Within their real self is there. So you have to say, if this soul is a corporeal soul, with body, body soul. But the proprietor is the soul. For that dehi, who is residing in that soul, I think it should be sadhu. The dehi, unless that consciousness is here, this deha, this body has got no feeling. It has got no feeling. When consciousness enters, then it becomes lifeful. It has got the power of thinking and anything. Now, for the dehi who is now within these two entanglements of gross and subtle body, tabernacles, you may say, within this tabernacles residing, for the dehodhari jeev who is accepting this deha, this non-eternal body. This is the cause of his immense suffering, because he has accepted this body. Because he, being averse to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, he has accepted this body and bodily relations. All these bodily relations are non-eternal, you are seeing. I am born, I shall live for some time, I shall die. Nobody can remain in this world eternally. All human beings or living beings are mortal, not immortal. These bodies are not immortal. For that reason, the cause of our suffering is this. But sadhu manne shurabhaju dehina sada samuddhigna dehina asad gurat. Due to our acceptance of these non-eternal things of this body, not even think this body and bodily relations, we are in extreme suffering. Extreme miseries we are getting. The cause of this attachment. How can do? We are now confined in the body and bodily relations, we are surrounded. How we shall move without them? It is impossible. Yes. With knowledge if you move, then there will be no attachment. But with ignorance if you move, there will be attachment. There will be no attachment with knowledge. As for example, we perform the Uttar Bharat Parikrama, Dakshin Bharat Parikrama, we perform to see the holy places of pilgrimage in North India and South India, etc., all the whole India, we reserve the train bogey. And we are going from one place to another. The holy places, the whole India is several holy places of pilgrimage. Now, we paid heavy amount to the government rail department. And also we gave our attention to clear the bogey. And if there is a difficulty, we go to the different stations, to the station master and others. This difficulty, there is no light, there is no, our laboratory is not good, like that. Give so much attention. As long as you live there for 1 month or 1.5 months, then that becomes our house. We give so much energy, so many money we spent, and so much energy. But when you reach Calcutta, before reaching Calcutta, from Calcutta we have started, we fasten our bedding. We will get down from the train, we will hardly get down from the train. Leave the train. They have got no attachment with the train. Giving so much energy. Why? They have got the knowledge, this train does not belong to me. This train belongs to the government rail department. With that knowledge they have used, they have got no attachment. If the wrong conception that this bogey belongs to me, then we would have attachment. And at that time, we will not be ready to give up this. Then the government will send, it's foolish. Why you are saying? This is ours. We have used. No. Then there will be fight and they will put us to jail. Like that. But here we know already that this is not ours. We have got no attachment. Like this house, if we can think, this belongs to Krishna. All these sons and daughters, everything that we have got, nothing is mine. It belongs to Krishna. Everything is Krishna. But not by words, but by feeling. This whole body, my body does not belong to me. Everything belongs to Krishna. With that knowledge, if you use this, there will be no attachment. But we wrong conception, we use this. I am this body, I have, by my money, I have constructed this building. This building is mine, the children are mine, everything is mine. Then we have got attachment. Even you will find, dogs have got attachment. Dogs. You see, we are human beings, we have got some laws and bylaws, etc. We have made laws. This person, they have registered this land, they have purchased the land, this is the registered deed, and this is the, so he becomes the proprietor. We have made this. But the dogs, they do not record this. You see, if you go to our mart there, in Satish Mukherjee Road, 5-story building, there junctions, 4, 2 roads, junction. In this one road, another road. There are 4 or 5 dogs are there on the other place. And 4 or 5 dogs in the other place. They have given the demarcation. Those dogs should not enter here. And they also say, you should not enter here. If you enter, then we shall punish you. Wrongly, one dog enters in there. They have done. They do not require registration. They will have registered this. This is their dog. That portion of the land belongs to them. They think this is the portion of ours. You should not come. But if you come, you have transgression. You have the law. You are doing against the law. So you shall be punished. You shall cut you. Always they are doing barking sound. Barking sound. It is very difficult for us sometimes. They are doing so much like this. For that reason, when we have the knowledge that nothing belongs to us, everything belongs to Krishna, we are only remaining in his house to serve him. Belongs to Nityananda Gauranga Jagannath Dev Baladev, Radha Krishna. We are not the proprietor. They are the proprietor, we are remaining. Like Vrindavan, he is the only master. Krishna samsara kara chari anachar. And there will be no, you do Krishna's samsara. You do your worldly life relating with Krishna. Krishna is the master, thinking that. Then there will be no attachment. For a person who has got this sort of attachment, wrong conception, with that attachment he is getting immense suffering, for him, I think it to be sadhu. What is sadhu? Sadhu manne suravarji dehi nam, sadha samudding asad gurahat, hitra atma vatam grihamanda kupam, vanangata charivat. First thing he is to do, andhakup. Andhakup means sealed well. A well is there. There is well here? No. I don't think. There is no system of well. In India, you will find well. A well, there is no water in it. If there is no water in it, and sweet water, drinking water is not there in the well, it is called sealed well. Nobody goes there. And it is very deep. If any animal falls down in that well, then there is no chance of his rescue. Of its rescue. Because nobody goes there. If there is drinking water, so many persons will come to take water. They will say, an animal has fallen down. They will try to rescue. Sometimes human beings also can fall down. We have seen in Brajavandhu Parikrama. But there we are all going and we have seen, and all by that effort could lift that woman who fell down under that well. If it is not drinking water, nobody will go. If nobody will go, then whether a human being or an animal, when it will fall down into that pit, then there will be no way out for him. He cannot climb up from that. He will die. Like that, where there is no respect for the sadhus, where sadhus do not go to the household family person, sadhus are not going to his house. That house is like that, sealed well. Whatever they will do, they will enjoy this world, they will go to inform. Nobody is there to rescue. If they have got adoration for sadhu, sadhu will go there. And sadhu will say, you are born human being. You are not animals, birds, only eating, sleeping, defending, mating, all these things. It's birds and animals they do. You have got this human birth. For worship of Krishna, you can get the full, complete reality, Supreme Lord, in this human birth. Why you lose this? We have got the, any moment you may lose this chance, and after that again you shall be born as a human being, there is no certainty. For that reason, they will come, they will warn you, and they will advise you, to turn your face towards Krishna. You are related with Krishna, you have forgotten Krishna, so you have come to this world. And you are passing through cycles of so much miseries. If they come, then they will say. If there is no adoration of the sadhu, they will not come. And the members of the family, they will commit sin and they will go to inferno. For that, you have to give up that place. Where there is no adoration of the sadhus. There is no chance of the sadhus coming there. That is the place of our spiritual fall. Our human birth will be spoiled. You have to give up that house where there is no chance of getting the association of Shuddha Bhakta. You have to give up. That's ఆదుమన్య శిలవర్జుదే సదాశంగు అసద్గ్రహ హిత్వాత్మాతం గృహం అందకూపం. బరం గత జోరికి యూ హావ్ టు గో టు ది ఫారెస్ట్. బరం గత గో టు ది ఫారెస్ట్. ఫారెస్ట్ ఈజ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్. యూ విల్ ఫైన్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఫారెస్ట్ ఇన్ దెన్ ఇన్ అవర్ దిస్ మెటీరియలైజ్ వీ సా ఫారెస్ట్ ఇన్ వృందావన్. నో దేర్ ఇస్ నో ఫారెస్ట్ దెన్ బికమ్ టౌన్. బట్ యాక్చువల్లీ వృందావన్ ఇస్ దేర్. వృందావన్ ఇస్ యాక్చువల్ వృందావన్ ఇస్ దేర్ బై డివోషన్ లైజ్ వన్ కెన్ సీ. బట్ నౌ ఇట్ హెస్ బికమ్ టౌన్. దేర్ మెనీ ప్లేసెస్ దే బికమ్ టౌన్. Many places in India, farm town, and in the forest, dacoits they also robbed money and they distributed in the forest. And there were so many thieves and so many evil-minded persons, they do evil things, sinful acts in the forest. By going forest, that is not their purpose. Varantu sattika vasa. By remaining in the house, it will be varavasa. If you remain with great austerity, sattika vasa, grama rajasuddha, tamasa yudhasana, if you enjoy this world, then it will be grama vasa, enjoy by the sense organ. And if you do gambling, it is tamasa vasa, it is the tamasa, by remaining in the house. And if you remain with great austerity, sattika vas, you did not gave up all taking of fish, place, everything, all this liquor, etc., which is prohibited. Dutang panam sriya suna jatra dvarchudirbhya, adharma. All kind of intoxication you have to give up. There will be adharma there. Panam, all kinds of intoxication. Dutang, all gambling. And illicit connection with the sex, that is the cause of all suffering, and also killing of, slaughtering of animals, etc., and taking fish, place, etc., eggs, etc. We should give up. By remaining in the house, it will be one of us. But sadhus, they even do not take this sattika ahar, they take nirguna ahar, transcendental food. That which can be offered to Supreme Lord, they take it. Even onions, garlics are prohibited, that can be given. A lentil, one kind of red peas, it is not offered to Krishna. Which is, it cannot be offered to Krishna, we do not take. If you take lentil, tamagun will be increased. If tamagun increased, then the mind is polluted, how he can remember Krishna? For that reason, sadhu, shuddha bhakta, they do not take only sattikahar. But they take nirgun bhagavat prasad, transcendental bhagavat prasad. That which cannot be offered to Krishna, they do not take. But there is, here it is said, hari masrayato. And the, who is sadhu? Who has taken shelter of hari. Hari is the complete religion. Who is hari? You have to understand. Who is hari? Hari eva sadaradya sarva deveshwaresya. Itare brahma dhanavagya kada. Hari is the object of worship. Always he is the object of worship. All he is the complete reality. He is Lord of Lord of Lord, Lord of all Lords, Lord of all demigods, and Lord of all Lords. Supreme Lord, Hari. If you serve him, you serve all. If you pour water at the root of the tree, the whole tree will be nourished. Without pouring water at the root of the tree, you sprinkle water to the trees, branches, twigs, etc., and trunk. Those trunks, branches, twigs will not be satisfied. They are in the tree, but the process to give water at the root. If the root, if you give water at the root, then whole tree will be nourished. If you give food in the stomach, then whole body will be nourished. Stomach is sitting and eating, but you have to give stomach. And if you don't cooperate with stomach, then your whole body will not be able to move. If you give food in the hand, in the plate, no, you have to give the stomach. The stomach is that Supreme Lord. If you serve Supreme Lord, all will be satiated. There they will be satisfied. This knowledge, Hari, and Hari, another meaning is there, by saying so, I shall stop here. tomorrow I shall again speak. Because this is the, what is hari? What is the meaning of hari? Hari means to takes away. Hari means to haran, who steals. Who steals the thing is hari, a thief. Thief is hari. Who is the greatest thief? You will find by Vallabhacharya, he has said, Braje prasiddham navanita chauram, gopanganan cha dukula chauram, aneka jarmarjita papa chauram, chauragar gannam purusham navan. In the Brajadhan, who is the greatest thief? Kanaya Krishna. He is stealing the butter and milk, all etc., yogurt, in the houses of gopis. Navanita chauram, gopanja dukula chauram, he is stealing the garments of the gopis. As long as we shall have some sort of restriction in our mind, so we cannot get. There should be complete surrender to Supreme Lord. Complete surrender, complete belief to Supreme Lord. Then you can get. There is the significance of taking your old garments. And Brajiva Navadita Chauram, Kupan Dukula Chauram, Aneka Janmajita Papa Chauram. And he can take away all the sins of the numerous births. He can take it. He is the greatest Chauragargannam Purusham. He is the greatest thief. We pay our obeisances to him. The greatest thief. Who is? Krishna. Hiradhikaya Hidashtra Chauram. He can steal the heart. He can attract the heart of the Radharani, the complete energy. Siradhika Hidashtra Chauram. Nabambul Samala Kanti. He is taking the black color of the rain-born cloud in his devotional ecstatic feeling. He is writing like this. Padasu Samasajo, who has taken shelter, he embraces him fully. It is not good to take shelter of Supreme Lord. Then you will lose everything in this world. He will take away everything. And he will embrace him. It's better not to worship Krishna. You worship Shiva and Kali, then you will get worldly things.